Chapter 10. Nameless and Homeless.
Lying motionless in the dim morning light, the lawyer slowly raised his eyelids and stared up at the high canopy of the forest. He had a headache. Yes, a wonder of a headache. But no money, maps, or matches. No diploma to prove who he was. But still he had his duty and obligation. Yes, he still had those. And a slight weight upon his chest. Dog breath. It was the beagle. But why wasn't the beagle still tied to the tree? The lawyer's struggle to sit upright made his head hurt even worse, but at least he found his answer. The beagle had chewed through her leash. Slipping his belt from its loops around his waist, he thought he heard the beagle making that rumbling, grumbling noise again. No, this time it was only his stomach, reminding him that he hadn't eaten since he left Town Square. Ah, Town Square. Its newspaper stand and courthouse, its shoeshine chair and official clock. His orderly, predictable world. The only thing left of it was the thin newspaper he had rolled up to spank the beagle. Instinctively, he folded it into 6 starched squares and placed it in the bottom left pocket of his jacket. Using his belt again as a makeshift leash, the lawyer wrapped the rags of his dignity tightly about him and began to walk in the direction that seemed north. And as he walked, his pants dropped occasionally and exposed his bare bottom to the world. And the leaves of the forest laughed quietly every time that it happened.